जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वील टेक फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन सेवा इन श्रावण मास व्हाई डू वी वर्शिप एंड सी डू वी कंसीडर सेवा as a god or demigods. So those two we will combine together. So there are many philosophy on earth planet, not other planets as much. Demigods no have a problem. Demons, they don't have a problem. They both are fixed. Demons, they are fixed. But they don't worship or accept Vishnu Krishna as supreme. They think they are supreme. But they do believe in God and they know that they are also not God. So demons have no problem, and demigods, devatas, they also have no problem. They are fixed in their conception that Vishnu Krishna Ram Narayan is God. They are fixed. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva Asuryasya Viparjaya. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva. Demigods are Vishnu Bhakta. And that's why they are devatas, demigods. And Asur, Rakshas, demons, they are opposite to them. They know they are not the God, but they don't want to accept God. But on this planet there is so much mixture, from atheistic to theism. So philosophy starts with this point, that we are spirit, we are conscious. We are spirit, soul, and that's why we are conscious. In other words, consciousness comes from spirit. Scientists, as for example, we can ask them, can you produce chetana, consciousness, in your test tube, in your laboratory, in a factory, can you produce consciousness? So they will give a blank check. We will, in future, we will. So it starts from this point, consciousness. So next thing is, are we consciousness or the body? Is body is conscious? This is $1 million question. Is body is conscious? What is the difference between dead body and live body? Consciousness. And can we give consciousness to dead body and make it live? This is the basic of every religion. This is where it starts. The next question where it starts is, everything is managed by manager. Kingdom is managed by king. Department is managed by departmental head. Company is managed by CEO, whatever. So nothing goes on without management, without somebody who is controlling everything. So similarly, this whole universe is going on very nicely. Rain comes certain months, cold comes certain months, light comes certain time, seasonal changes, flowers comes. You cannot find rose flower on a mango tree, even though you may have them together. You cannot breed horse out of monkey and donkey. You can't, because it is organized, controlled and manufactured properly, set properly, everything done properly. Nobody can change it. Just like a state law, you cannot change in your house. You get your meeting going in your house and say, we'll drive not left, we'll drive right. You can't change. Similarly, this whole universal affairs are manufactured, create. Somebody manufactured it. Somebody has maintained it. And at the end, somebody is going to put an end to it. That somebody is God.
janma adi yasyatah, from whom everything comes, by whom everything maintains, and in whom everything at the end disappears. So that is God. So in a kingdom, there cannot be two kings, only one king. If somebody, one of us says to queen or king, whatever he is, to queen, we say, somebody gets up and says, you know, assembly of, and say, I am the king. And queen is sitting, king or sitting on the throne. And they say, I am the king. What will happen? Immediately jail. If not jail, then he will cut your throat. He always keeps sword. Or, I am the only king here. No competitor and no one without the second. I am the one without second. King is the one without second. There cannot be two kings. So also in this creation, the creator, maintainer and annihilator is only one. And but one. He has no competitor and no other person than himself. Only one king. And that king, first law in kingdom, is that king can do no wrong. That's the first law. He can cut your throat, and he can give billions of pounds to other person for nothing. He just gives. And somebody is cutting throat. So king did wrong by cutting somebody's throat? No. That rule doesn't apply to king. King can do anything and everything he likes. And first law is he cannot do anything wrong. So similarly, who is creator, maintainer, annihilator? That is the God. And God cannot do anything wrong. That's the first law. Because God is king's king. He is a super king. And he cannot do anything wrong. So now, only one God, the God, and no competitor, no equal, no able to God. And that can only be one, not two. And that is Krishna. That is Krishna, according to Vedic scriptures. And other scriptures also, they may know. They may not know, but Krishna is the God. Now, queen or king in a kingdom does not go opening some valve for water supply or opening some door for sewer to go, or somebody pass red light and the king will go and supervise that red light. No, that's not a king. King means the enjoyer, nothing but enjoy his kingdom. That's the main function of a king. Main thing that king wants to do is enjoy. Nothing else. That's all king wants to do. He doesn't like to go throughout kingdom and do every little bitty things. That's not a king. But he appoints departmental heads, cabinets, ministers, executors, executive heads. He has infrastructure. King has infrastructure. But he is an enjoyer and a liberated person and he cannot do anything wrong. That is king. That is Krishna. So, Krishna, he is the lazy, intelligent person. Krishna is lazy and intelligent. So, he doesn't want to do a thing. He doesn't want to lift up his finger. That is Krishna. That is king. King doesn't want to lift up finger. He's ordering. And Krishna doesn't want to even order. Listen, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Lord Indra, Lord Chandra, Lord Surya, I told you to do something, now go do it. I don't have to know anything. You just keep executing. I don't have to know. So, Krishna is lazy and intelligent. Intelligent means, okay, you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this. And I play with the gopis whole day, whole night. And eternally. That's my only work. Play with my friends, gopi friends and boyfriends. And that's all I want to do. Enjoy, enjoy and enjoy. I don't want to know anything about managerial activities. And I don't have to supervise you also. You do it and that's it. Under my superintendence, under my command and fear. So, Yachakshuresha Savita Sakalagraha. All demigods, all departmental heads, under his fear, they are all working hard. Under his fear. So that is how he set everything up. That is how he set. And they all are fearful of Krishna. They all, demigods, are fearful of Krishna. And under that fear, they are acting, supervising departments. So there are 33 crore managers he appointed, Krishna, not just one or two, or 30 or 40 or 500 or 600. Just to control India, you need 550 ministers, just to manage India. What to talk about managing whole planet? What to talk about managing bigger planets than just Earth planet? And what to talk about managing whole universe? Whole universe. So you need many, many ministers. And Krishna appointed how many ministers? 33 million demigods. They are all ministers. Why did he appoint them all? Because he don't have to lift up finger. He is lazy and he is intelligent. Under my fear, you all manage. If you don't, you got it. You will be finished. Krishna is a lazy boy. So Lord Shiva is number one, the topmost god. I was about to use demigod word, but since that's what we are discussing, Lord Shiva is demigod or god, whatever is. We'll describe his position pretty soon. Let's understand a little more. So Krishna is only one but one god. And in order to become a lazy, intelligent boy, first he expanded himself into Balaram. So this is called Swa-ansa, Swamsa, Swamsa expansion, personal expansion in English. Prabhupada says personal expansions. So Balaram is Krishna because he is Swamsa, he is none other than Krishna, Balaram. Only difference is in color. Balaram is white, Krishna is black. Just to make a little distinction. If his color was black, then you would know who is Krishna and who is Balaram. Same identity. But to make a difference between Krishna and Balaram, Krishna became white and that is Balaram. Krishna became white. Balaram is Krishna. No difference, but only color difference. And it is Swamsa. So Swamsa and Vibhinnansa. So all incarnation expansions of Krishna are called Swamsa. Swamsa means personal expansion. Krishna expands himself. It is Krishna, no other than Krishna. Even though he expanded into two or three or four or incarnations, Balaram, Ram, and Varaha, Kachha Avatar, Machha Avatar, Narasimha Avatar, Ramchandra, Vagira, etc. Unlimited expansion of Krishna. Personal expansion of Krishna, incarnation of Krishna, unlimited incarnation. But it is same Krishna Tattva. It is one category, Krishna. Why it is one category? Because it will do only one thing. If Krishna put this here, then other incarnation will also put it there. Not they will put somewhere else. Because it's the same personality, expanding into, just like a father. When he is home, for his son, it is his father. For his wife, his husband. When he goes to medical practicing place, office, whatever, medical and hospital, then he is a doctor. Same person, but acting differently. Different function, different action, different relationship, different interaction. Everything is different. Doctor will not act same way with his wife, with his child, and with his brother, with his father, as he will act with his patients. It's different. But it's the same personality. So same way his personal expansion are like that. His incarnation personal. And Vibhinnans means jivas, living entities within. Vibhinnans, separated expansion. Prabhupada gives beautiful example that this body is this hand, and nose and ear, they are one and the same. So ear is personal expansion of body. Hand is personal expansion of body. But hair is vibhinna, separated expansion. You can cut your hair and you will not feel it. But if you cut your hand, your nose, your ear, your finger, it is a personal, one, personal. It is called personal expansion. And separated expansion, like a hair or nail, you trim by trimmer the nails, you will not feel much. You will not feel anything, cutting hair. Separated, it is body. On top of your head, it is your body, but it is separated. So like that, the jivas are separated. So coming back to Lord Shiva, Shiva is not personal and not separated. Not personal, not neutral kind of position. Brahma also, and Prabhupada also gives an example that when the milk is in the cow's bags, milk bag, cow's milk bag, we don't say, see this cow's milk bag. We say it is within cow, so that's why it is cow. It is cow, one with cow. So when you milk and then you separate the milk from the cow, then we don't say cow, we say milk. This is milk. And from that milk, we turn that into yogurt. We don't say this is cow, we don't say yogurt that this is milk. This is yogurt. But yogurt cannot exist or independent of milk. It is coming from milk, but transformation. So this milk is a separated energy of cow. It's not cow anymore. If you feed that to cow, if you make that cow drink that same milk, she will get energy. So, yatha dadi vikar vishesha yoga sanjayate nahi tatha pruthagasti heto yam sambhutam api tatha samupeti karyat govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So, yam sambhutam, that sambhu is like a yogurt coming from milk. For what reason? Sambhu became different from Krishna, upeti karyat, to execute certain work, certain task. He became Lord Shiva. Krishna became Lord Shiva to execute annihilation and to have contact with the material nature, material world, tamogun, with Amba, Durga, Parvati, associating with material energy, Durga. Lord Shiva is associating with material. Krishna says, I have nothing to do with it. I am the king. I am the controller. And under my fear, you work. In other words, I am the controller. Krishna is the controller. So, to annihilate material world, Krishna became Lord Shiva. To annihilate. Lord Shiva is Krishna, but like milk and yogurt. Karya, to execute. Annihilation. Krishna says, no, I cannot. I don't want to. I'm a lazy boy. I'm the enjoyer only. Only enjoy with gopis and my friends and my pure devotee Jasoda, Nand Maharaj. Only enjoy with my pure associates. Impure associate, go to material world. Impurity, I don't want in my kingdom. This is like custom. If you're coming from India, are you bringing eatables? What is your problem? Yes, we have a problem. Why? Oh, you will bring so many germs, you will bring cockroach, you will bring so many things from India to here. We have some concern. So, same thing. Krishna says, in my planet, only purity, only pure. Impurity, material world, bhautik jagat. In my planet, I don't want all this dirt. So, he says, I only enjoy with my personal pure associates, gopis, gwal, expansion. They are their personal, his personal expansion. He expanded into. But Lord Shiva, you take care of material energy. You take care of material world. So that is Lord Shiva's position. Lord Shiva, he is associated with Tamogun. He is associated with Mother Durga, his wife. Material nature, his wife is material nature, Shakti, material energy, that is Lord Shiva's wife. and Lord Shiva is in charge of annihilation. So, Lord Shiva is Krishna, yes, but he is like a yogurt coming from the milk. Lord Krishna is milk and Lord Shiva is yogurt. Yogurt cannot exist without milk. And you can have yogurt from milk, but you cannot have milk from yogurt. So this is called separate position of Lord Shiva, unique position of Lord Shiva. Very empowered, almost Krishna, almost Krishna. You cannot say Krishna, you cannot say Jiva also. Lord Shiva is not Jiva, Atma. He is above Jiva Tattva. So that is unique position of Lord Shiva. And Shiva is demigods, demigod plus much more, we can say about Lord Shiva. Demigod plus much more. Is he Krishna, Vishnu Tattva? No. We can say Vishnu Tattva minus his association with material nature. Not that he is in material, he is touching Maya. He has that position, touching, not in Maya. All other living entity, spirit, soul, like Brahma, Indra, Chandra, Surya, they are within Maya. They are under Maya. Lord Shiva is not under Maya. He is out of Maya, but he has touch with Maya. He is touching Maya. He is associated with Maya. So this is his position, Lord Shiva. Now you say demigod or Vishnu. There is Sadashiva also, which is Vishnu Tattva. So Lord Shiva is not Jiva and not Vishnu, not Krishna. In between position, very empowered position. Almost Krishna. This is his position. So, Balaram color we discussed that also. Now, mantra, why Hare Krishna? Why Hare Krishna? So, we'll continue same lecture. From time immemorial, from eternity, there has been three elements, three tattva in existence. One is God tattva, Ishwar tattva, Jagadish tattva. So, Jagadish, and there is Jiva. Jiva Tattva. And there is Jagat, material energy. Jagat. So these three elements are eternal. Sanatana Tattva. They are eternally existing. Jiva Sanatana. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachin nayam bhutva bhavita vanabhuya ajo nityam sasvato sasvatyam puram nityo nitya jiva. There is no birth of Jiva. So Jiva eternally exists. Material energy, material jagat, material elements, everything material eternally exists. And God, Krishna, also eternally exists. Once upon a time, what happened is Jiva, he tried to misuse his independence. Jiva, soul, has minute independence. And ability to desire independently, independent desire. So Krishna created everything, spirit, soul, material world, and everything he created with the idea that everything will be for my enjoyment and I will enjoy everything. And when I enjoy everything, then everything will also become blissful. Everything will also enjoy. Example, father, mother wants to create a child. Why? Because they want to enjoy child. Otherwise, nobody will produce child. They want to enjoy children. So, can we say that because father, mother is enjoying child will be suffering? No. The child will also enjoy and father, mother will also enjoy. So, similarly, Krishna created us, the spirit soul, with the idea that I will enjoy and they will also enjoy. And with this loving reciprocation, we will be eternally blissful. So this was the idea. So in order to enjoy, you have to have freedom. If you are not free, how can you enjoy? You cannot enjoy. In a jail, kadis, the inmates are not independent. Can they enjoy like us? go to cinema, go to temple, go to garba, go to dance. Can they do? No. Why? Because they are not independent. So in order to enjoy, you have to have independence. So Krishna gave us independence to all living entity. Krishna gave all living entity independence so that they can also enjoy. And Krishna is Swaraj. He is supremely independent so that he can enjoy. So original idea was that everybody will be with Krishna and they will reciprocate with Krishna in love and devotion, and that way Krishna will enjoy and living entity will enjoy. But because of that minute independence and desire, sometimes living entity choose that I want to enjoy also. I want to enjoy separate from Krishna. So very simple to understand. Living entity has to have a freedom and Krishna gave them. And Krishna cannot take away that freedom because he wants them to enjoy. So then some time living entity choose that I want to enjoy like Krishna and without Krishna, away from Krishna, without Krishna. So that is not the plan Krishna had. Just like father, mother and little 5, 6, 7 years child. The child has minute independence. Father, mother cannot take away his independence. If they can, then everything can become very nice control. But they cannot. And that's why little child says, I want to enjoy by putting my finger into this fan. By putting this finger into fire. I want to enjoy. Father, mother says, no. But child says, yes, I want to. What can be done? What can father, mother do? They can hold him back and they can do whatever, but they cannot take away his independence and his independent desires. They cannot take it away. So then father says, okay, my dear child, you want to put finger into this fan? Okay, you can, okay, father intelligent, I want to save my child. Let me switch off fan. Fan is going slow, slow, slow. And when he become very slow, he put his finger in. Brr, oh, I got hurt. And immediately child, oh, click in his head. If I put finger in this fan, I'll get hurt. But before, I want to. So like that, living entity says, I want to enjoy separately from you. I don't want to listen to you. I want to put my finger in. I don't want to listen to you. So then Krishna says, if you want to enjoy separate from me, not in tune with me, then okay, you have some problem in your head. But child, you want to enjoy this? Even though I said no, okay, here, you get. I have to reform you by putting your finger into the fan and make you experience how you get cut. Then and only then child will learn. So similarly, we say to Krishna, listen, I want to enjoy separate from you. I want to. So Krishna says, okay, you need to reform. You have been rotten. You will not enjoy without me. You will only enjoy by serving me, with me. You know, child can enjoy by serving parents. If he runs away and becomes homeless, no schooling, no clothing, no bath, no providing, nothing, suffering condition. But if he is in tune with father, mother takes care of whole thing. Father, mother can enjoy child can enjoy father, mother. Very, very nice situation. And that's how Krishna created us. You will enjoy me, I will enjoy you. And let's eternally enjoy. Anandmaya Vyasat Vedvakya. By nature, we are Anandmaya. We want to enjoy. By nature, we want to enjoy forever. But separate from Krishna. So there is only one enjoyer, that is Krishna. And now we are separate enjoyer. We also became enjoyer, competing with the king. We are competing with Krishna. I am also king, I am also enjoyer. Ishwaroham aham bhogi, siddhoham balavan sukhi. I am also the enjoyer. So Krishna says, I am the only king here. I am the only enjoyer here. You go to Reformation Center. You need to get reformed, Sudhar. You need to get corrected in your head. Your head is going cuckoo, senile. You need to reform. I'll put you in the bathroom, okay? Mother says child, right? If child is doing nonsense, doesn't listen, I'll put you in the bathroom. I'll put you in the crib. And then immediately Sudhar. So then Krishna says, okay, you need independence, you want to enjoy separate from me, you need to balance your head a little. So go to material world, which is jail, where you get corrected. So Krishna sends all the rebellious living entity into material world. All rebellious. Just like king. Anybody rebellious to king, not following his order, go to the jail. There is no other way king has. King can make him understand. That is not his duty, he is the enjoyer. So go. My energy, material energy, maya, called maya, will correct you. Anadi bahirmukh jiv, Krishna boli gela. Ata eva maya tar japoti yasar. Because the living entity became rebellious to Krishna, Krishna's agency called maya, japotiya, mar. Living entity is being kicked and pushed and pulled with three modes of material nature. So much distresses, so much agony, so much unhappiness, so much suffering maya is giving to living entity. So that living entity can reform, understand, oh, I'm suffering. What is the way out?
So suffering is good for us.
It's not good for us, but those who are suffering in material world, ultimately they should come to their senses, I'm suffering. At least they should know that I'm suffering.
So it's for our benefit.
Well, not benefit. Suffering is there for reformation, to reform you. And reforming is that I am Krishna's offspring and I can only enjoy with Krishna. I can only enjoy if I surrender to my parents. I can only enjoy if I can be with my parents. I can only enjoy if I can do what I am told by my parents. Go to school. No, go to school. You just put him in the bus and here he goes to school. So, suffering is for making us understand that, listen, you have made a mistake. You are trying to be away, or you are trying to away from your parents, from Krishna. You are trying to not listen to your parents, Krishna. You are not trying to enjoy with your parent, Krishna. You are not trying to everything, rebellious. So then Krishna puts in the jail. Constable is Maya Devi, Durga Devi, Durga, very difficult to cross over, Durga, Durga, Devi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratyaya, Durga, Duratyaya, very difficult to cross over. So that is Maya, Maya Tare, Japutiya Tare. Maya is spanking us every minute. So coming back to the point, why Hare Krishna mantra? What is Hare Krishna mantra? We are coming to that point. So then, maya is making us suffer, and then Krishna sends his devotees, sends his holy name, sends his scriptures, sends his tirtha or Vrindavan, or sends his form, deity, sends his pastimes, Bhagavat, send so many things for us. So that we come in contact with these things and we can purify our consciousness, we can reform ourselves and we can go back to Krishna. And loving reciprocation between Krishna and us takes place and we are away from all anxieties. Just like child, suffering, everything. Go back to parents, and when this child is surrendering to parents, immediately food, shelter, clothing, schooling, everything is included. Bliss, 6 flags, and rides, and going to Olympics, and tickets, Jairam, and play hockey, watch playing world champions, playing hockey, enjoying again, back to home, back to parents, back to Godhead. So the easiest way to connect to Krishna is through Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is the easiest way. Deity, puja, scriptures, and tirthas, and so many other receptacles Krishna has, which can receive you back to home, back to God. Very difficult. But Sevan Mukhe hai Jeevadu. By mouth and tongue we can utter His holy name. So, why Hare Krishna mantra? Because Hare means energy, spiritual energy of Krishna, called Radharani. So, Radharani, you are praying to energy of Krishna. That is the name of Hare, Hara, Hare, and Krishna is the name of God, Krishna. So, you are calling upon Krishna, Hare Krishna, addressing. You are addressing Krishna, my dear Lord, please help me, back to you, back to Godhead. So that means when child, lost child or rebellious child comes home, father and mother, they accept him. My father, father, and immediately father, mother, they will not ask, why did you do nonsense? Why did you kick me? Why did you leave me? Why did you? No, please come, my child, please come. Immediate acceptance. The same thing, when you address him, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Immediately Krishna accepts you. And you are above the pangs of material nature, kicks and beating of kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya, beating of adidevika, adibhautika, adhyatmik klesh, beating of rajogun, tamogun, sattvagun, beating of so many things. Is cut to the species and you are back to Krishna and you become transcendental, transcend. So there are many mantras in scriptures and you can even create your own mantra also according to scriptures. You have to know how to create mantra. But there are so many mantras for different results, for different aims, for different goals, different mantra for different person, because he wants differently. So, when you want to get rid of your disease, Kumaras, Rohini and Aswini Kumaras, you pray, Sun God you pray, you want pretty wife, pretty husband, pray to Mother Uma, and in this Shravan month, you do Gaur Vrat, Uma's Vrat, and have a good husband. Different result, different mantra, different demigods, different. But what if somebody can give you one mantra in which all mantras are included? And that is the best. So, Kali Kalera Dharma Harinama Sankirtan Sarva Mantra Saranam E Sastra Marma. Kali Kal, one supposed to utter the holy name of Krishna. And in that holy name of Krishna, all the mantras are included. Sarva mantra, sar, naam, ei, sastra, marma. Everything is included in the holy name of Krishna. And that is Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna mantra, why for this day and age? Because for this day, for this time, and for this day and age, the scripture is Kaliya Santrana Upanishad, Atharvaveda, which is a part of Atharvaveda. So Kaliya Santrana Upanishad, Kali Yuga, crossover, ill effects of Kali Yuga. So in that Upanishad, Brahma says, see, this 16 Rav name of Krishna should be chanted. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Kasya Vidiriti, Nasya Vidiriti, Suchirva, Asuchirva, Sarvavastasu Sarvada, Pavitraho, Apavitraho, any condition, you chant Hare Krishna, and by that you will reawaken your pure love for Krishna. So this mantra has to have the holy name in. If mantra doesn't have a holy name, it is useless mantra. Holy name of Krishna. Just like Soham, many people chant Soham. Useless mantra. But there is no holy name in it. Tattvam Asi. Tattvam Asi. No holy name. Tat, me, tvam, tu, asi. Same. Me or tu is same. Tattvam Asi. No holy name. These are useless mantras. Because there is nothing in it. Just like if I want to call doctor, say, hey, suit, tie, pant, shirt, man, come here. I can say like that. And I can say, Dr. Chaman Lal. How nice it is to address him, Dr. Chaman Lal. And I can say many things about him. Hey, tall man, come here. Hey, Indian man, come here. It is all him, but it's not nice way. So similarly, when you call upon Krishna, call him his original, most dear name to him is Krishna. So call upon him as Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So immediately you attract the attention of Krishna. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, this is the mantra for this day and age, according to our scriptures and according to rishis, munis, this is the mantra for this day and age, which includes name of Krishna. And our name of Rama is also name of Krishna. You can also say it is a name of Raghupati Dasarath Nandan Ram. It is same, no difference. You can say Parsuram, Raghupati Ram, Balaram, Krishna Ram, all same, because it is the same tattva, Vishnu tattva. It is the same thing, no difference, absolutely no difference. So, why Hare Krishna mantra? Because this is Kali Yuga, and in the age of Kali Yuga, we want to unite back with Krishna, then this is the prescribed method by chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna mantra. Iti sodasakasnamnam kali kalmasanasanam nata paratarupaya sarvavedesha drashyate. By looking into all the Vedas, all Lord Brahma could find is this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, should be chanted in the age of Kali. And this is a Yuga Dharma. And you have to call upon Krishna's name, those names which are very dear to him, Krishna. So that's why Hare Krishna mantra, according to this time, place and circumstances. So next topic, memory to birth. So memory, previous birth. So by now we know that we are the spirit soul. We are not matter. We are not earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence. We are not this material energy. We are spirit, soul, Atma. So, that Atma is eternal. And because it is eternal, if you are self-realized, if you have elevated yourself to certain extent, then you can remember things eternally also. It depends upon your purity in association with material energy. Suppose you are grossly think and attach to your body, you think you are the body, then body is matter. So when body is finished, your memory is finished. You go into the other life, other body, and then you start remembering everything about that body. Why? Because we think we are the body. So at the time of death, leaving this body, we forget everything. What happened within this body, and we take another body. But some souls who are very attached to certain ideas, they keep remembering. Just like in this very life, if you had somebody enemy in your childhood, somebody was spanking and beating and scolding, and somebody always afraid, some schoolmate, as for example, you are young, and some schoolmate is, you know, doing this to you, then you are very attached. So you will remember this throughout your life because of the attachment. You will remember because you are attached to this body, you are attached to everything. So you will remember that. You attach not to get beaten up. But suppose you have eaten something good, laddu, some candy, lollipop in your childhood, and you are not as much attached. You have eaten candy, that you will forget. But beaten up by somebody, you will remember. Attachment. You are attached to your wife or girlfriend or boyfriend or whoever, and suppose that relationship is broken and you are very much attached. If you forget immediately, then you wash your hand and turn the page and a new life starts. But you are attached, you cannot forget. So same way, some souls, they are very much attached to certain things in this life and they don't want to forget. They will not able to forget. Then when they take another birth, then they remember that because of the attachment, intense attachment. So, yes, some souls are like there, who remembers their past birth and past, because soul is eternal, changing body. Suppose I change this dress today, and tomorrow I wear another dress, and third dress, and fourth dress, and fifth dress. So, you know, I remember certain dress I forget. Depends upon my attachment. I should put tie in rose, right, in a red rose, in a white suit with red rose, and I'm attached to the suit, and I wear on my birthday, marriage anniversary, whatever. I remember that throughout year. Ordinary, whatever clothes you wear, what day you wear, you know. So, attachment. So, if you over-attach to certain things, and it is out of compassion, Krishna makes us forget. Very good. If you keep remembering your, you know, depression days, or divorce days, or layoff days, or jail days, or something very, very bad to remember, gives you so much pain. And if you was to remember that eternally, just think about how much distressful you will be. Very distressful. So Krishna says, Mata Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha Vedaisya Sarvairaham Vidyo Vedantkrit Vedvit Chaham. It is from me remembrance, forgetfulness comes. So Krishna makes us forget, which is good in a way, and for students it may be bad in a way, but then if students chant Hare Krishna, then they can remember everything they want to. But they have to chant Hare Krishna mantra. This is a secret for going to the school. They should chant Hare Krishna. Mata Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha. 15th chapter, Bhagavad Gita. 15th sloka. It is from Krishna. This remembrance, forgetfulness comes. So memory in the next life, next birth. And then importance of association with devotees. Mantra Rama Krishna. Why go to temple? Okay. Big deity, small deity at home. So, why go to temple? I have temple at home. I can worship at home. So, I can ask you the same thing. Why go to the pub? Bottle is at home and wine is at home. And why go to pub? Cheaper at home. Bottle at home. Everything at home. Why go to pub? Bar. Why? Because there we will have association of other drunks and we will learn more about drinking. This is Chivas and this is Johnny Walker and this is black. This is tasty. This is not tasty. This gives more hangover. This gives less hangover. This makes you throw and this makes you leave. More association, isn't it? You go there for association, associating with other drunks and talk all nonsense, you know. Today Prime Minister this, and today Queen is this, and today the game is this, and the weather is this, and that is blah, 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 you know. Why go to pub? So temple, you go for association of the devotees, and you want to talk, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You want to hear, rock and roll, you hear Hare Krishna and Katha. You hear, association. You go there for association. So temple is the clubhouse where you associate with other devotees, with other like-minded people, where you enjoy. Why you go to club? So that you can nachna, gana or khana. Nachna, gana, khana. So why go to temple, Hare Krishna temple at least? So there nachna, gana or khana, sumptuous feast. At least khichdi you will get, if nothing. There is no question, association, isn't it? If suppose in manner, you are the only one going, So who will go from his home to manor every day? I am saying that suppose nobody goes to manor, only you going to manor. It's a temple, same deity, same temple, same kitchen, same 70 acres, same everything. But only you. You go there and you come back. You go, nobody else is there. Who will go to? Nobody will go. If pub is there and no other drunks, which drunkard will go there? Will go? No. Why go to temple? Because you get to associate with other devotees. This is the main reason to go to temple. Then subsidiary reasons are many. That you get to have prasad, you get to have darshan, you get to serve devotees, serve deity, hear music, hear katha, hear so many other reasons. But main reason is to associate with other devotees. Music is there, khana is there, everything is there, but nobody is there. Nobody is there for whole year. Will you go? No. The main reason is that you get to associate with like-minded people. Association of the devotees. It is a club. It is a Vaishnava club. Prabhupada says that I have created ISKCON for association so that Vaishnava can associate with other Vaishnavas. And that's the purpose of going to temple. You cannot have devotees at your home. You can have but few times in a year. So that's why go to temple. And when you go to temple, what is the most important activity one should do? Serve. You should pick up some straw or scrub something or mop something or cook or clean or change. Serve devotees specially. Serving devotees, serve devotees, serve Krishna. Once you go there for serving, and if you serve, then your love and Krishna will awaken. Just like serve, if you serve your dog, then dog will love you, isn't it? If you serve your dog, then dog loves you. Similarly, if you serve God, God will love you. You serve devotees, devotees will love you. Serve. So that love, that's what we want. Love of Krishna, love of devotees, love, lots and lots of love, then lots and lots of service. So service reawakens your love. Mother serves the child, feed and change, diaper, bathe. So then child loves the mother. But if that same child is in India, nanny is serving the child for 5 years, child will love who? Mother or nani?
Nani.
Why? Because nani is serving. Same thing. If you go to temple, serve Krishna. And Krishna will love you. Serve devotees. And devotees will love you. So why go to temple? Serve. Why go to temple? Associate with devotees. This is the main idea. Let's go. Big deity or small deity at home. In the home, only 12-inch deity maximum is prescribed by the scriptures. If you have big deity at home, then it is difficult to manage one thing. So why Radha Krishna at home not worshipping? You can worship Radha Krishna at home. It's probably the same reason. Radha Krishna deity, there are very stringent rules and regulations, and you have to be punctual. You have to worship them regularly, morning, evening, minimum, and more if you can. So Radha Krishna deity you can keep home. Nobody says no. Radha Krishna deities you have to regularly worship, and you have to keep your worship very high level, because that is how it is described in the Vedic literature. But if you worship Gaur Nithai, then in scripture it is stated they are very merciful. They don't take your offenses. They only take your devotion. Only 15% offense has to be taken care of. But Radha Krishna deity, you have to be very punctual, very, very together. Yeah, and that deity takes 100% offense. It is very important to associate with devotees. Why? Because the devotees' association can only give us Krishna bhakti. Krishna bhakti janma mula haya sadhu sang. If you want bhakti to Krishna, then you have to associate with devotees. Without that, you cannot have devotion. You will see in your life, you became devotees. How? Some devotee might have shown you love and affection. Must have give you love and affection. Some devotees. And that's how you get Krishna bhakti. So if you want Krishna bhakti, then it only comes from associating with devotees. So it is very important.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.